my friends. Have you ever felt like you're in a season of financial struggle, where it seems like every bill is mounting and every paycheck just isn't enough? Well, I'm here to tell you that your situation is about to change. God is about to pour out his blessings upon you financially, and I want you to be ready to receive them with open arms and hearts full of gratitude. So keep watching until the end. And if you haven't already, please consider subscribing for more uplifting messages in the future. Together, let's spread God's love to every corner of the world. May God bless you and those around you. My friends, financial struggles can shake the very foundation of our faith. When bills pile up and resources dwindle, it's natural to question whether God will indeed provide for our needs. Yet, in these moments of doubt and uncertainty, we must cling to the unshakable truth of God's promises. Let me remind you of his unwavering commitment to his children. In his word, God assures us that he will supply all our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. This isn't just a casual assurance. It's a covenant promise from a loving father who delights in caring for his children. When the weight of financial burdens threatens to overwhelm us, we must choose to shift our focus from our lack to God's abundant provision. Instead of dwelling on our circumstances, let us fix our eyes on the one who holds the universe in his hands. He is not limited by our earthly constraints. His resources are limitless, and his grace knows no bounds. Beloved, dare to believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or imagine. He is not constrained by our doubts or fears. He is the God of the impossible, the one who speaks galaxies into existence and breathes life into dry bones. In the face of financial uncertainty, let faith be your anchor. Trust in the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father, who has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He is our provider, our sustainer, and our ever-present help in times of need. So, instead of succumbing to doubt and despair, let us choose to stand firm on the promises of God. Let us declare with unwavering faith that our God is faithful, and his provision is more than enough to meet every need. And as we do, may our hearts be filled with peace that surpasses understanding, knowing that we serve a God who is faithful to his word. My dear brothers and sisters, worry is a heavy burden to bear, especially when it comes to our finances. The weight of financial uncertainty can consume our thoughts, leaving us restless and anxious about the future. Yet, in the midst of our worries, there is a beacon of hope, the comforting presence of our Heavenly Father. I understand that surrendering your worries about finances is easier said than done. It's a daily struggle to release the grip of fear and anxiety and trust in God's provision completely. But let me remind you of a fundamental truth. Worrying won't add a single penny to your bank account. In fact, it only serves to steal your peace and rob you of joy. Instead of allowing worry to hold you captive, I encourage you to surrender your cares to God. Cast all your anxieties, all your fears, and all your uncertainties upon him, for he cares deeply for you. He is not indifferent to your struggles. He sees every tear you shed and hears every prayer you utter. When you surrender your worries to God, you're acknowledging that he is in control. You're affirming your trust in his wisdom, his provision, and his perfect timing. Remember, he is the God who parted the Red Sea, who fed thousands with just a few loaves and fishes, and who raised Jesus from the dead. There is nothing too difficult for him, and no problem too big for him to solve. So, dear friends, release your worries into the hands of the one who holds the universe in his hands. In the thick of financial hardship, it's understandable to feel like you're drowning in an endless sea of bills and responsibilities. The weight of financial strain can leave you feeling exhausted hopeless, and wondering if relief will ever come. It's in these moments of despair that we must remind ourselves to trust in the divine timing of our Heavenly Father. It may seem like an eternity since you last saw a breakthrough in your finances, but rest assured, God hasn't forgotten about you. He knows exactly what you need, and when you need it, He's aware of every struggle, every tear shed, and every sleepless night spent worrying about tomorrow's uncertainties. When you feel like you're stuck in a never-ending cycle of lack, remember that God is a God of abundance. He is not limited by our circumstances or confined by our understanding. What may seem impossible to us is entirely within His grasp. He can turn scarcity into plenty, poverty into prosperity, and despair into hope. So, even in the darkest moments of your financial journey, hold on to faith. Trust that.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
God is working all things together for your good, even when it feels like you're in the midst of a storm. Remember His promises, cling to His word, and know that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Beloved, your breakthrough may be just around the corner. So don't lose hope. Keep believing, keep praying, and keep trusting in the perfect timing of our Heavenly Father. He is faithful, and He will come through for you in ways beyond your wildest imagination. So take heart, for He is with you every step of the way. Beloved friends, as we wait in anticipation for God's financial blessings to manifest in our lives, let us not overlook the importance of stewardship and generosity. While we eagerly await His provision, it is essential that we manage what we already have with wisdom and diligence. Stewardship is about recognizing that everything we have belongs to God. Our finances, our possessions, even our very lives are entrusted to us by the Creator of the universe. Therefore, it is our responsibility to manage these resources wisely and responsibly, in a manner that honors God and benefits others. Living within our means is a fundamental principle of good stewardship. It requires discipline and self-control to resist the temptation to overspend or indulge in unnecessary luxuries. By practicing frugality and prioritizing our needs over our wants, we demonstrate faithful stewardship of the resources God has provided us. Moreover, generosity is a hallmark of the Christian faith. God calls us to be generous with what we have, freely giving to those in need and supporting the work of His kingdom. When we give cheerfully and generously, we reflect the character of our Heavenly Father, who is abundantly generous towards us. It's important to remember that generosity is not just about giving money. It's about giving of ourselves, our time, our talents, and our resources for the benefit of others. Whether it's volunteering at a local charity, lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need, or simply offering a word of encouragement to someone going through a tough time, every act of kindness is an expression of God's love and generosity. And as we practice good stewardship and generosity, let us do so with joyful hearts, knowing that God delights in a cheerful giver. He promises to bless abundantly those who give freely and generously, not just financially, but in every area of life. So, my dear friends, Let us be faithful stewards of the blessings God has entrusted to us. Let us manage our finances wisely, live within our means, and be generous with what we have. And as we do, may we experience the joy and fulfillment that comes from knowing that we are faithfully serving our Heavenly Father and making a difference in the lives of others. So, my friends, in the kingdom of God, there exists a timeless principle known as seed time and harvest. This principle, deeply rooted in nature's rhythms, speaks to the spiritual reality of sowing and reaping. Just as a farmer sows seeds in anticipation of a bountiful harvest, so too are we called to sow seeds of faith and generosity in the fertile soil of God's kingdom. Sowing seeds requires faith and obedience. It's an act of trust in God's provision and a recognition that He is the ultimate source of all blessings. When we sow seeds into God's kingdom, whether through our tithes, offerings, or acts of kindness, we are investing in His work and demonstrating our commitment to His purposes. Now, you may wonder, what exactly are these seeds that we are called to sow? They are the gifts and resources that God has graciously entrusted to us. Our time, talents, and treasures, when we sow them with a heart of faith and generosity, we are laying the foundation for a bountiful harvest of blessings. But sowing seeds isn't just about giving. It's about giving with expectation. It's about believing that God will honor our obedience and multiply our offerings beyond what we could ever imagine. Just as a farmer trusts that his seeds will yield a fruitful harvest in due time, so too must we trust that our obedience in sowing seeds will lead to a harvest of blessings in God's perfect timing. So, don't be afraid to sow generously into God's kingdom. Whether it's through your financial contributions, your time spent serving others, or your acts of kindness and compassion, every seed you sow has the potential to yield a rich harvest of blessings. And as you faithfully sow seeds into God's kingdom, remember this: your obedience in sowing will surely lead to a harvest of blessings in due time. God is faithful to His promises, and He delights in blessing His children abundantly. Dear brothers and sisters, in times of financial uncertainty, it's easy to let fear and doubt cloud our vision and steal our confidence. But now is not the time to cower in the face of adversity. Now is the time to rise up in faith and boldly declare God's promises of abundance over our lives. For too long, we've allowed the whispers of lack and insufficiency to drown out the voice of truth. But no more. Today, we reclaim our authority as children of the Most High God and speak words of faith and victory over our finances. Let us declare with unwavering confidence that we are blessed and highly favored by the Almighty. Despite what our circumstances may suggest, we are not victims of circumstance. We are victors in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Therefore, I encourage you to speak boldly and confidently over your finances. Declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. Declare that you have been blessed to be a blessing and that your cup overflows with abundance. Your words have power, my friends. They have the power to shape your reality and create the future you desire. So speak words of faith, not fear. Words of abundance, not lack. Words of victory, not defeat. And as you declare God's promises of abundance over your life, remember this: God is faithful to His word. He is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. What He has promised, He will fulfill. Beloved brothers and sisters, as we draw near to the end of our time together, I want to leave you with a powerful reminder. God is about to bless you financially. Yes, you heard that right. He is on the brink of releasing his abundant blessings into your life. And I want you to be ready to receive them with open arms and hearts full of faith. So what does it mean to anticipate his blessings? It means living with an eager expectation of God's provision. It means waking up each morning with a sense of excitement, knowing that today could be the day when God's blessings overflow in your life. It means declaring his promises over your finances and holding fast to his word, no matter what circumstances may say. Beloved, I urge you to get ready. Get ready to receive the blessings that God has in store for you. Get ready to see his hand at work in your finances, turning lack into abundance and scarcity into plenty. Get ready to experience his goodness and faithfulness in ways you've never imagined. But as you anticipate his blessings, remember to continue trusting in his perfect timing. God's timing is not our timing, but it is always perfect. So, even if it seems like the blessings are taking longer to manifest than you hoped, trust that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail for your good. With God, all things are possible. He is faithful to fulfill every promise he has made to you, and he will not let you down. So, hold on to hope, keep the faith, and get ready to experience the abundant blessings that he has in store for you. May your hearts be filled with expectation and your spirits be lifted with joy as you eagerly anticipate the blessings that God is about to pour out upon you. My friends, I urge you to share the love and hope you've received. If these words have stirred something within you, consider passing them along to someone who may benefit. Your act of kindness could be a lifeline for someone in need. Whether it's a family member, friend, or coworker, sharing this message could make a significant difference in their lives. And don't forget to subscribe to this channel. May God bless you and those around you. Now open your hearts to this prayer. Dear God, I come before you today to pray for my financial situation, as well as for healing and restoration in my life. Lord, you know the struggles that I am facing, and I ask that you would pour out your love and grace upon me. I pray that you would bless me financially and provide for all of my needs. Help me to be a good steward of the resources that you provide, and to use them wisely to honor you and bless others. Lord, I also ask that you would bring healing and restoration to my life, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. May I feel your powerful presence and know that you are working all things together for my good. Father, I ask that you would grant me the wisdom and discernment to make good financial decisions and to be responsible with the resources that you have given me. Help me to trust in your provision and to seek your guidance in all things. I pray that you would also bring healing and restoration to any areas of my life that are broken or hurting. May your love and grace fill me, and may I experience your peace and joy in all areas of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would bless me abundantly, and that I would experience your love and provision in all areas of my life. Amen.